Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's another day-to-day one, you know. We'll see how it goes. Lamar has a back contusion, painful, certainly. Saw him in here getting treatment this morning and this afternoon early, and he'll be working. He's been classified as day-to-day on that. Nothing beyond a contusion, but I don't want to minimize the severity and the pain level of that because it's legit, and that's where it stands.
John Harbaugh yesterday discussing the Lamar Jackson of it all. And Bone and I saw him in the locker room Sunday night after the game, and you could tell he was in a ton of pain. It looked like it hurt him to put his socks on. So, knee in the back. Says he's day-to-day, but I think it might be we'll see next season for Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're at quite an inflection point here as an organization on a whole bunch of levels. And having Lamar further compromised. If Lamar can't really protect himself as well as you would like behind a bad offensive line, with your season almost lost, in a year where he's been hurt a lot, and it's a short week, and he's not practicing, and Snoop's functioned fine, I just don't know that you don't lean into your backup quarterback here. I didn't love the way he looked prior to this injury. I just, you'd think that this would be linear in some way in terms of his health and his ability to get limber and be spry and agile and be at his athletic best. But it just has been very incongruous and strange from week to week. And not even just what the eye sees, but what he's been saying in these production meetings seems to have varied from week to week in terms of the way that the on-air talent who've had access to him prior to the game are talking about his situation.
Aditi last week with
us. Well, Aditi, and then go and listen to what Collinsworth was talking about him in this game. Mm-hmm. Early on, before the injury. It's completely different. So, it's just been a lot, man. And he can't put the cape on, and the offense with him has been scattershot and inconsistent. And it's a back. I mean, they say it's a back. I guess it's not a rib or whatever else.
Yeah, it's
a back contusion. But if it's anywhere around the spine, I mean, if it's serious enough that we've reached this point in the week, in a short week, yeah, I mean, I think you put them on ice.
I would be very, very shocked if he plays Saturday. And even if somehow, some way, the Ravens are still alive and it's a winner take all in week 18, I wouldn't be surprised if he missed that one too, just based on how he was moving in the locker room. And unfortunately, it's just, that's how this year is gone. Where if Lamar's season ends due to another injury, where we've seen the hamstring, the knee, the toe, ankle, like it's just been piling up. It's been one of those bizarre seasons. And Lamar was in the midst of the worst stretch of his career in terms of play and lack of production and lack of accuracy. And yes, a large part of that is because of, he's clearly not right, but he's got to own some of that too, where it's just been a crap year for this team, up and down.
Yeah, I've been, like, the vibes on it have been off all season, and I thought, like, that there could have been a point in time, like, say if they lost to Cincinnati in Cincinnati, that maybe all of a sudden he's not practicing most of the week and maybe not playing against New England, but they win that game, and now here we are. I thought they lost New England. Maybe this could be it. Like, just, it's, and the thing that's a little confusing to me is, while I don't feel he had any juice with his legs against New England, it was, to me, it's as good as he's seen the field in a long time throwing the ball. So you have these two things where he looked so good moving around in Cincinnati and then looked terrible moving around against New England, but he was finally seeing the field okay, and then he takes the knee to the back. And yeah, I don't think – it's kind of like, remember the few years ago where we thought he was coming back every week, and then he never came back. Yeah. And to even to the playoff game where Tyler Huntley started 22. That playoff game in Cincinnati. So, yeah, I don't think we're seeing Lamar Jackson play again this season.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much for them to sort out here. What is the Monken – Lamar relationship, has it deteriorated? There's a lot of people in NFL circles who are hearing that it has. How much say will and should Lamar have in the next coordinator if, let's say, Monk and Harbs are gone, or even the next head coach? What would the dynamic be with a Lamar Jackson in his, what, age 29 into age 30 season, having been here now through multiple contract negotiations and almost all of his 20s, having... being more tenured in his job than whoever the next head coach is going to be, if that's the road they go down, and having everybody under his thumb because they didn't get ahead of the contract. And so now we're really at the point where, yeah, if you don't incentivize him to change things around, he could just keep playing it out and count $80 million against your cap.
Well, I think that, well, they would definitely restructure and just kick the can, but
have that many more guaranteed years.
No, they can't, but I like going back to Joel Corey when we had him on last offseason. I thought it was so interesting how he was like, look, man, if I'm Lamar, unless they're giving me what I want, I'll wait until the last year. And then Jaden Daniels will get paid at that point and other quarterbacks. So the price is only going to continue to go up. And John Harbaugh on record this past offseason saying this. The value's at the top. When Lamar gets paid, he's going to be the highest paid player in football, just like he was last time. I think every contract he signs, probably until he decides to hang up his cleats, he's going to be that guy. He's going to reset the market. It's just by how much.
Yeah. He really has all the leverage. And again, there's going to be natural comps between him and Josh Allen for as long as they do this. And the Bills, once again, were incredibly proactive and got that done. And the Ravens GM was watching film of safeties telling you out loud, I don't have that much to do this offseason.
They try.
That happened. And it's different with Lamar doing his own deal. And it's different because it got really ugly between them. It got so ugly, he went public with a trade demand, where Josh Allen was nice and smooth and easy because they were proactive and because they didn't try to lowball him for years. Years. Plural. We had Mark Levin on the show several times. Mark Levin used to run contract negotiations and the salary cap for the NFLPA. Mark Levin was working intimately with Lamar during the last contract. Lamar is super savvy. Lamar is nobody's fool. And Lamar, in conjunction with them, set this up in a way that if this wasn't addressed prior to 2026, Lamar's holding all the cards. And for him to be holding all the cards at a time where they have so few cards to play from a roster standpoint, maybe just from an organizational standpoint, it's pretty wild. At the time they did this contract, there's no way they were thinking Harbs might be gone by the time we do our next Lamar deal. There's no way that was... If that was anywhere the thinking, he wouldn't have got another three-year extension 9 months ago or whatever it was. So... this is where they find themselves, not where they plan to be. I also wonder if there's a part of Harbs that's like, we all love Lamar, but Lamar walked to the beat of his own drummer. And maybe they're both a little worn out of each other.
Yeah, it might be time for divorce.
Fresh ideas, he's incredibly talented, but he's got some quirks to him. He's his own kind of guy. And so But then that begs the question, like, are we looking for another CEO type, just like Harbs? Are we looking for somebody who has much more of an offensive background? Or, because your defense needs to be totally rebuilt, are we looking for a defensive guy? And, hey, we're paying Lamar $70 million a year, so, like, whatever coordinator we get should be fine with him. Mm. Let's get the best coach possible. Or let's get the best defensive-minded head coach possible, because we've got the greatest quarterback on the planet. So that should automatically give us an offensive one leg up. Like, it's a lot for Bisciotti to sort through. And let's face it, he hasn't had to do anything like this for quite some time.
Coming up next, we get to some baseball. And Mike Elias held a Zoom presser after the Orioles acquired Shane Boz on Friday. What did he have to say? Well, we'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Eric Neander and the staff there and the way they do things in the organization that they've built. They always have a ton of talent, so that makes you end up talking to them quite a bit. And, you know, I think that we respectively understand the difficulty of our division and the need to kind of make moves and be creative to keep your team in the mix. And so we find ourselves talking to them a lot. I think we see players kind of similarly, and so it makes us it helps us line up on things. I think we speak similar languages and we have a good working relationship with those guys.
It is odd sometimes when divisional opponents make trades, but the Rays and Orioles seem to talk a lot about trades and have consummated multiple trades now, the latest being Shane Boz.
Yeah, I mean, you can sort of couch this a bunch of different ways, but it really comes down to me more than anything else being a gamble on their pitching development, their pitching incubator. Shane Boz, incredibly talented kid. It wasn't that long ago I was buying up Shane Boz rookie cards.
Yeah, that was a time.
Shortly after that trade with the Pirates, not this trade, his first trade from Pittsburgh to Tampa. And I thought Tampa would turn him into an ace. And if Tommy John doesn't derail it, maybe he would have. And he has ace potential. But this is a diamond that still needs to be further polished. This is someone who needs to be more consistent. This is someone who needs to keep the ball in the ballpark more. Like, there's work to be done. And the price they paid was for someone who, as Mark Topkin put it to us, and he's right, someone who's starting a playoff game for you. He's in your top three. If he's not, that's the price you paid. If he doesn't turn out to be that guy, and look, they might go out and get Suarez or whatever, but this guy should be in the top half of your rotation. If you're culling out of him what you think you can cull out of him based on the price that you paid. So I know they've kept some people around. I know they've added some to their mix in terms of their organizational pitching coaching roster and their major league pitching staff in terms of coaching. And they have to deliver. It's not about building him up. He pitched 165 innings last year. He came back. His first full season.
Yes,
first second full. Partial season back from Tommy John. They did, the Rays, build him up sufficiently. Now it's, can he be more consistent? Can we take some of that filthy stuff that he flashes a lot of times early in games and still have that there in the fifth and the sixth? But there's a lot to like there. But they need to put him over the top. They need to get him over the top as an organization.
Absolutely. And the home road splits, and he gave up 18 home runs at Steinbrenner Field. And we know that that's a hitter friendly ballpark that the Rays aren't even going to play in this year. And the stuff plus the measure of physical characteristics of the pitches, like that favors Boz a lot as well. But I'm not going to backpedal on. I'm happy they did the trade. I'm happy that Mike was willing to acquiesce in terms of giving up that prospect capital, because how many times were we banging our head against the wall, like, dude, make a move, like, stop prospect hugging, stop. Like, he made a move. Is it 100% slam dunk certainty that Boz is going to pay off and none of those guys are going to do anything for Tampa? Of course not. But this is the price that you have to pay to acquire a controllable starter, a guy that is going to be here at a minimum for 3 years, and you also got to pay the division tax.
I think this is the first trade that Michael Issa has made that stings in real time.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Like we've gone over the Corbin Burnes trade. Like, he's like, well, Joey Ortiz has no place to play here, and we don't think
DL Hall's durable enough to be a starter.
Yeah,
so everyone would have done that Burnes trade. Yes. Yeah. Everyone would have done the Burnes trade.
So let's hear more from Michael Issa. And speaking to what you just said, Jason, he talks about he feels confident that they can develop Boz more.
First of all, I mean, we've got an excellent pitching coach in Drew French. And the staff that he has around him, too, Mitch Plasmeyer, Ryan Klimek, Forrest Hermann, and Hank Conger is going to be joining the effort now. So we have a lot of people that we really trust to coach up pitchers. I think Trevor was a big success story for those guys and the strength and conditioning team and all that. And we involve Drew and the pitching coaches in the scouting process, especially before a major trade like this. And they're really eager to work with Shane, and you know, he checks a lot of scouting boxes that we look for from a human scouting standpoint, but also on the analytical side. So I think he's going to work really well with our program and our pitching coaches.
So he's given all his guys pats on the back. He's confident.
We haven't talked about Conger, and I think he's interesting because I always thought he was an interesting player.
Yeah.
Remember, he was a first round pick catcher. Spent some time in the Astros organization where I'm sure he got on, you know, Elias's radar and stayed with him. He's going to be the bullpen catcher for a rookie, bullpen coach, I should say, for a rookie manager. You can never have too many catchers on your staff. I think he's a smart guy. And it's just interesting to me that Elias mentioned him there with all the guys who sort of have a pitching coach thing in their title. And so, but Conger, look, I think a big part of development for pitchers is pitch, not just having the pitch, Mitch, but how you sequence those pitches and how you sequence those pitches based on your strengths, not overall like in a vacuum, but in this moment, what's working best for me and what does then scaling it towards the game plan of the opponent. But I think you can get a little too carried away trying to be too specific to the opponent instead of just letting a young pitcher where confidence matters so much sort of be able to ride what they think's working for them in the moment, in these recent weeks, in these recent outings. And that's where a guy like Conger, who's caught so many people over the history of his career and done it at the major league level, right? Where Albernaz was a try-hard guy, but he was catching major league pitchers on the way up, but he was getting them in single A and double A before you're dealing with a lot of ego and the paychecks and all that comes with it, the pressures that manifest itself at the major league level. So I'm interested to see the impact that Conger has.
Let's hear one more from Mike Elias. He was asked about adding another rotation piece.
Well, I think our rotation is a lot better than it was before we made the trade, but I view it as a move in this offseason. We've been looking for moves, and when we find one that we like, we've been doing it, and we'll continue to take that approach the rest of the way here. We still have like a month and a half to go, so we're going to stay hard at work.
What do you hear there? I don't think they're done.
No, he's got to do something else. Now, again, I thought it was going to be Michael King. Michael King goes off the market 24 hours later, they trade for Shane Boz. I don't believe that's a clinky dink, but whatever. And I'm not to say that they hadn't been, I'm sure they've been talking to the Rays about Shane Boz probably since the Eflin trade. But I do think that the timing there was interesting to me. And yeah, he has to do something else. The top end guys seem to be dead set on, hey, if Cease got all those years, then I want close to it. At some point in time, that levy will break, and maybe one of them still gets the six, but I don't think more than one of them will get the six.
And because of what they've done with Boz, there isn't an urgency to flinch, nor should there be.
I always thought they were going to trade for one and sign one. So yeah, we're halfway home. Coming up next, you know what's home for me? Bounce back, fall back with the bone. It's next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Let's look back to Sunday's action. Derrick Henry has over 16 and a half carries. He did. 18. Should have had more.
Yes.
Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. You said 16.
I was more, I more captured the spirit of the evening.
Did. Yeah. You did, but no points. No. Henry has over 83 and a half rushing yards. He did. 128. Both you guys bounced back. Jason said 99. Ken said 130.
And two that touchdowns. Was 130 and two touchdowns.
That oh, was man. Almost wow. Jimmy Butler.
Amazing.
That yeah. almost exceeded Jimmy Butler, really.
I think yeah. Harb's put the kibosh on
it. Can you see my head exploding?
I was going to hit YouTube? It, and then Harbaugh hit put the kibosh on it.
Lamar Jackson has over 6.5 rush attempts. He had two. Ew. Unfortunately, left the game injured. That was a fallback. Both you guys bounce back. Travion Henderson's longest run will
fair
exceed
play.
13.5 yards. It did not. His longest was six. He left the game injured. Jason, you bounced back, thought he'd have a run for 27. Ken, you fell back.
Drake's getting hurt.
Drake May throws for over 236.5 yards. He almost did that in the second half. He threw for 380. Ken, you fell back. You
yes.
said 225. Jason, you bounced back. You said 242. Still get the points. Jared Goff throws
thanks,
for over two.
I love all the qualifiers attached to mine.
271.5 yards. Blew by that. Threw for 364. Can you bounce back, Jason? You fell back. You said 269.
Nice.
That was for you, Bone.
Merry
Christmas.
Aaron Rodgers throws for over 226.5 yards. He did. He threw for 266. Both
close.
You guys fell back. Jason, you said 207. Ken, you said slightly under 220. Jameer Gibbs runs for over 70.5 yards. Not yeah. even close. Seven carries for 2 yards.
Nice.
Both you guys bounced back.
We were on it.
Jason, you said three runs of 17 yards or more, which is still weird going 17.
Derek Harmon effect.
Ken said he'd have 70 yards at half.
Well, maybe by halftime of Thursday. Yeah, yeah. Halftime maybe, of the Vikings
yeah,
game. He might have 70
in
over
a
the
different
two games,
universe, yes.
Lions cover the 6.5. Nope. Steelers won outright. 29-24. Jason, you fell back. Ken, you bounced back. Ken still won. 4-3. He's on a winning streak.
He's on a heater.
I think it's three in a row.
It's a lot.
I think it's three in a row. Let's get to this
I'm
week.
Good.
All of this is Christmas action. So Christmas games.
Christmas action.
For NBA. We'll start there.
Oh, okay.
All of this on Christmas. The Thunder cover the 10.5 point spread at home against the Spurs, Ken.
Yeah, it's just one of those days where I think everybody shows up because it's Christmas.
It's
everybody's
Christmas.
Watching. Yeah. The less are watching now because the NFL
Christmas
has.
Christmas is Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas is Christmas. I'm going to bounce back, Bum.
All right, Jason.
This is interesting because they played tonight as well.
I know.
And tonight it's in San Antonio, and I like the Thunder laying the 6.5. Or actually got down to 5.5. I don't know where it is now. But then they turn around and play again, and obviously they're laying more points because that one's at home. I'm going to say they win that game by 10 points on the nose there, Bone.
So that is a fallback. 10 points on the nose.
Gentle step back.
The Rockets cover the 4.5 at the Lakers on Christmas Day. Jeez.
I like them to cover the 7.5 against the Clippers tonight, Bone. I can tell you that question, much.
Though. Yeah.
You never ask the right questions, Bone.
I never do.
Good point,
Bone. You're always in the ballpark. It's never the right game. It's amazing. It's amazing how this bounce back fallback works. So they're obviously playing the two LA teams in succession. There are no NBA games on Christmas
tomorrow.
Eve.
Yeah.
So the Rockets are at the Lakers in their favorite? Is that what you said?
Yes. Wow. Book of the Bone. I don't know about the other sports books. 4.5.
I'll take the points.
Okay, so that is a fallback. Ken?
Houston's lost 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's a weird spread to me. I you know what? I'm going to go the Oppo approach. I'm going to say somebody knows something. I'll bounce back. That's an odd. They have like almost identical records. They're in L.A.
The Timberwolves-Nuggets game is the highest total on Christmas in Book of the Bone at 237.5 points. Ken, that game goes over.
They're giving us buckets for Christmas, Bone. Yeah. I'm going to bounce back.
I love buckets for Christmas. Chase?
I'm going to be on a Joker triple-double in that game. Ooh. I can tell you that much.
Is that a tease for
one home? Yeah, it's a home game Thursday night, the one you're talking about. You're not talking about...
Yes, Thursday. This is Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Christmas is Christmas.
It is. Shout out Ray Lewis.
I think the Joker puts on a show. I mean, the Blazers don't put down like Joker to run triple and gun, double, but it's in Denver, right? They're going to have to. They're going to force them to move a little bit.
Altitude.
We'll go over, but I'm not going to be on that. Other than Joker triple double.
Last, I have it in my notes. Last NBA question. The Warriors cover the 7.5 against the Mavs on Christmas, Jason.
Mavs are a tough team to figure.
They're not good.
They're not. But, I mean, the Warriors have not been on much this year either. I'll say they cover, but I got no conviction in it, Bone.
Ken?
Warriors are weird. I don't know if you saw last night, Steve Kerr and Draymond Green got into it, and Draymond just walked off the court. So things are not hunky-dory in Golden State. What's the number?
7.5.
What the hell? I'll fall back.
Kira's got the 10.5. Never forget that, Bone.
Let's get to the god-awful NFL slate on Christmas.
Look good in August.
Props. It did look good in August. It did not turn out to be the case. Dak Prescott throws for over 273.5 yards at the Commanders, Ken.
I'm going to bounce back on that, Bone.
Chase?
I'm going to bounce back on that, Bone. That didn't sound great.
Forecast looks good. He shredded them in Dallas. They are a garbage secondary, and Dallas is their favorite time of year. It's pad your stats season.
Yeah,
he featured prominently on today's Wanna Bet, Bone. And I played him at 270, but I'm comfortable playing him up to 300.
Comfortable playing him up to 300. Put them in the notes. Amon-Ra St. Brown goes over 78.5 receiving yards versus the Vikings.
He owns them. He's had at least 6 receptions in 7 straight games against the Vikings. I went back and looked at the last 7 times these teams met. Amon-Ra St. Brown has 70 targets. Nobody else on the Lions has more than 28.
Jesus.
Yeah, Goff really likes throwing to him against the Vikings. Yeah. And the Brian Flores defense doesn't seem to stop them. I think he's good for 7 catches and 80 yards in this game.
7 catches for 80 yards. That is a bounce back for those at home. Ken?
Bone, he also featured prominently in today's Wanna Bet. Wanna Bet with us.
.com.
What time does that usually air, if anyone?
Usually live around noon. Sometimes around it's noon. 11.
But you can watch it now, correct?
Go to YouTube right now.
Listen to it.
I don't know if you want to do it right now.
No.
Wait, 5:55.
Yeah, wait till 6.
You can jump right on the Spotify. You can jump on the Apple podcast.
And for people like Christmas, are you guys going to have a Christmas show?
We're thinking 11, or are we going to do earlier on Christmas? 11? Right at 11?
They don't take any days off. Like
Ben's the boss. I run everything by Ben, and he tells me when we're going.
They're like the
when
U.S.
Ben's ready, that's when we go.
They're like the mailman.
They grind.
Yeah, they grind.
We forgot to find out, by the way. I didn't even ask you off air. Monday night at the casino. You seemed a little off this morning. Did something happen at the casino last night?
Nothing.
Nothing? You were able to bring the food in?
Did not bring food in.
Oh.
Did they stop you from bringing food in?
No, I didn't even try it. I
just didn't try it.
Just said I was going to on air and then didn't.
All right. You just wanted.
It was a good night, and I also cracked them. I mean, it was a very good night at the casino. I'll just say that.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah, so I got them back. Killed them with kindness.
Yeah. Hey, good karma.
Nice.
Good karma.
Nice.
I totally forgot the question.
Amon-Ra over 78.5 receiving yards against the Vikings.
I think this is going to be a massive offensive exhale game for the Lions coming off what just happened. I think they're going to take their frustrations out, so I'll bounce back.
And lastly, the Broncos cover the 13.5 point spread at Arrowhead. Ken,
I think the kid that's coming to Maryland, Bob Oludekin, is playing quarterback for Kansas City in this game. So that's a great two-sport athlete. Yeah. I don't know. Kansas City's
I could have sworn I saw him on the pitch for Fulham yesterday. Yeah. We had the Fulham Nottingham Forest game on. I thought he was
playing for them.
Playing number 10 for Fulham.
I don't know who the hell this guy is, and they just got blown out by the Titans. I think Denver's going to cover. I'll bounce back.
Why are you laughing at me, Bone?
Your headphones fell off.
Oh, yeah, because I got that.
And they can see that.
I got my beanie
now.
Yeah, you can see it now.
They can see that now. Yeah.
Anyway, it's not falling as much as it did before. Yeah. What about this guy?
13.5 points.
Oh,
no, nothing with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nothing with him.
Sean Payton, run it up. Sure, why not?
Oh, okay.
Coming up next, we recap a wild Monday Night Football games league at large. If we have time, we'll hear from Matt LaFleur as well about his quarterback situation.
Live at Budokan.
That's next here on The Fan.
Quick throw. Picked off the other way, D. Winters. And he is gone. This is a pick six. And this game's going to belong to San Francisco.
You know, it hurts. Shoot, I've been here for 13 days, and it hurts because I care about these guys and this team and the coach and the organization and everything. These guys have been through this since May, June. You know, the time put in makes it feel it hurts.
So here's the highlight, courtesy of Westwood One, the pick six, with Luke Kuechel called on an alternate broadcast of the game last night in real time. Rivers was actually good last night. 277 yards, 2 touchdowns. He did throw the pick six.
Came out hot.
Yeah, but Brock Purdy, he was real good. He threw 5 touchdowns last night, and that Lou Anarumo defense wasn't
trying to say Lou Anarumo was going to. How are you getting a job after that?
Yeah, that the shine is off that roast.
I know. Sauce Gardner's hurt, whatever. But,
they're 1-5 since getting that Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, I mean, look, neither defense had many answers, and I still think San Francisco's lack of pass rush and defensive issues, and I'm not a big Robert Saleh guy. I think that as deep as the NFC looks, that they'll run into some trouble there when they get to the postseason. They also ran the ball well last night, but they haven't been able to run on anybody all year. And the Colts had been good against the run, and so then they get DeForest Buckner back, and you're like, could be really interesting. Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, Purdy's been really good the last couple weeks. Kittle's been awesome. I wonder about that injury, though. Like, he looked pissed off on the side. Like, they were kind of poo-pooing it on the broadcast, like, oh, they're just holding
him
out.
He was in postgame, too.
He's been huge for them lately. So they can't afford him going down. But yeah, I mean, the Rivers thing was amazing, but like, you're eliminated. Why would you keep playing him now?
They announced today they're going to play him,
They're
going to
keep playing him.
Steichen announced he's going to play.
But how Rivers played watching that game made it all that more embarrassing for the Colts defense. If they were mid, if they were okay.
If they could have got.
They're in there.
One more stop than they got, and you don't have the stupid special teams turnover, probably a game.
Kickoff, yeah.
Did you hear the stat that the 49ers haven't punted since November?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy. I'll say this about Phil Rivers. He obviously can't push. He couldn't push the ball downfield at the end of his regular, normal playing career. And he really struggles now. But, like, I watched him, obviously, last night. Watched him some in the first game. And watched our guy Josh Johnson with Washington. My God. Like, Josh Johnson's been there all year. Josh Johnson played last year. Josh Johnson had a training camp. Josh Johnson came into that game against the Eagles, and it looked like he wanted no part of it. I'm watching Phillip Rivers come off the farm and almost beat McDonald in Seattle and then come out the gates rip-roaring, and he's got a lead.
And he was so active at the line of scrimmage, man. It felt like he was just constantly
in command.
Yeah, totally.
Well, credit to ESPN for having that mic'd up. Like, you could hear him surveying and calling.
Phillip Rivers looked better in these two games coming out of the abyss than Cooper Rush ever looked in a Baltimore Ravens uniform. Yes. How's that possible?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Like, Phillip Rivers, who...
It's not even close, either.
Like,
it's
not even close.
He was never mobile, but he, like, he's got a little bit of a gut. He's working... confident, and as you said, Jason, his arm is, he always threw weird, so like, you don't take that away.
We all sort of expected and were waiting for him to fall on his face, a guy that hasn't been in the league for 5 years. He's 44, he's overweight. He more than held his own. Like, crazy.
It's the brain.
But like Richardson, they're not just going to play Richardson.
Well,
like,
I guess he's got vision issues or something. Like, he snapped a band in his eyeball.
Well, there's Riley Leonard. I mean, he came into the game. Why wouldn't you look at Riley Leonard?
Yeah. He came into
the game and just handed the ball off. Like, yeah. Why not get, like...
Ah, man. They were once 7-1.
Yeah.
They were 7-1, and it's over. Life comes at you fast. And they went all in and got Sauce Gardner. Ben,
what was it, 2 weeks ago? Plus 270, Colts to miss the playoffs on Wanna Bet?
Dash that out there.
No, cash Jason, that one.
No, nice.
They traded 2 ones for Sauce Gardner. And then he got hurt. They're one and five. Yeah. Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. And this season for the Ravens has sort of gone to the abyss, and with that, they can't come back status quo. So we do have a poll, but should Zach Orr return next year? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.